Nolte, media blame two-year-old libs of TikTok tweet for teen girl's death. By John Nolte on February 21, 2024. Almost 2 years ago, libs of TikTok exposed a disgusting middle school teacher's online content. Last week, a 16-year-old girl who identified as non-binary, whatever that means, was allegedly beaten to death in a high school bathroom. The left is now trying to pin the fatality on libs of TikTok. No, really. All that libs of TikTok, LOTT, founder Hi Ray Chick does is grab publicly available videos and retweet them. It's a genius way to give normal people an insight into the dangerous and fascist madness of the extreme left LGBTQ weirdos, and their equally insane straight, white women allies, especially those who seek to groom small children in our public schools. Back in 2022, Lott came across a freak named Tyler Wren, an 8th grade teacher in Owosla, Oklahoma, who posted videos aimed at young LGBTQIA+ kids saying things like, "If your parents don't accept you for who you are, fuck them. I'm your parents now." Lott reposted the freak's public video. And because Red America is sane, the freak was fired. Flash forward 2 years to February 8. A 16-year-old girl named Agnie Benedict, who identified as non-binary and called herself Nex, was involved in a sort of altercation in the bathroom of Owosso High School. Dagny died the next day. Update: police have released a statement that preliminary information from the medical examiner's office is that a complete autopsy was performed and indicated that the decedent did not die as a result of trauma. Obviously, the death of a young and obviously troubled high school girl is tragic. If justice is required, we all hope justice is served. But what does any of this have to do with a freak of a teacher who was deservedly fired 2 years ago? What's more, what does this have to do with libs of TikTok, who only reposted the freak teacher's video and never posted a thing about this 16-year-old girl? Well, to normal people, there is no connection. The two incidents are in no way related. A great thing happened 2 years ago: a freak was fired from his teaching position. 2 weeks ago, a terrible thing happened: a young girl died. But the corporate media are not staffed with normal people. Instead, corporate media are staffed with left-wing lunatics desperate to destroy Lott because Ray Chick is insanely effective at what she does, which is nothing more than take a public video and amplify it through her popular Twitter feed. Lott's effectiveness is in the brilliance of this simplicity, and the groomer enablers who infest the corporate media cannot stand it. So, the groomer enablers in the corporate media are making total fools of themselves, blaming Lott's unrelated tweet from April of 2022 for the recent death of a 16-year-old girl. No. Really. The Independent. An Owosso High School teacher who Nex had greatly admired resigned in 2022 after they were featured in one of Ms. Ray Chick's posts. Ms. Ray Chick did not respond to a request for comment by The Independent. On X, she denied any link to the death and said she was unjustly being blamed for a murder. HuffPo. According to The Independent, a teacher who Nex Benedict admired was featured on libs of TikTok, a far-right X, formerly Twitter, account known for posting anti-transgender content. Posts from the account have led to threats against schools, libraries and other public establishments across the country. The teacher, already facing a backlash over their TikTok videos, resigned on the same day the libs of TikTok account tweeted about them, according to local media. Yahoo. The post was featured on libs of TikTok, causing Rin to face harassment. Benedict's mother told The Independent that her child was angry about the backlash Rin received. She said teachers who encourage debate about gender issues were not promoting sexualized content, the news outlet reported. Daily Beast. Last summer, Ray Chick zeroed in on a Tulsa school librarian, and several Tulsa schools received bomb threats over the next few days. Libs of TikTok targeting had similar results in various parts of the country. And in November, Ray Chick replaced her profile photos with one of her proudly holding a copy of USA Today with the front page headline, "When Libs of TikTok Posts, Threats Increasingly Follow." Daily Kos headline: Libs of TikTok targeted a district, then a non-binary student was killed on campus. That same district was targeted by the self-described stochastic terrorist who runs Libs of TikTok, tweeted some dimwit named Wendy Suarez, who anchors Coke Fox 25 in Oklahoma. She later deleted the tweet. This all comes down to one thing. The left and the corporate media want these fascist perverts and groomers to be allowed to remain hidden from us normal people so they can openly prey on little kids. All Ott does is take public videos and retweet them. That's it. That's all she's guilty of. And the left cannot stand it. Exposing these freaks and the horrors they tolerate against children is intolerable to the elite media. Here's a fun question. What will these media enablers of child abuse do if we discover that whoever killed this troubled 16-year-old girl is a member of a protected group? A black person or illegal alien or American Indian or homosexual? The media are willing to make public fools of themselves for only one reason. To prove how dedicated they are to sexualizing, queering, and destroying your children. This is not a drill. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven. But I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.